This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. It's time for KSJD's weekly update with Southwest Health System staff. This week, we have Southwest Medical Group COO Carrie White Singleton on the line. It's allergy season, and as you deal with those symptoms, you may feel a bit anxious and wonder if it's instead COVID-19. Carrie's here to help answer your questions. And I'd like to note that Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Daniel.
So it's that time of year. Let's say that I'm having an itchy throat. Maybe my nose is running and I'm sneezing more than usual. These are common seasonal allergy symptoms. But at this stage, do I have a reason to be concerned?
I would make sure that if you feel like you are experiencing allergies, I would go ahead and take that antihistamine that you've taken in the past to relieve it. The symptoms that you mentioned of itchy eyes and kind of an itchy throat and watery eyes as well, those are all very clued in symptoms to allergies. So if those are your symptoms, it is unlikely that that is a COVID symptom unless it's followed up by fever, cough, and shortness of breath.
Yeah, and that goes right into my next question. So I'd like to get in a bit more detail about what are the other things I could be feeling when I should become a bit more concerned and perhaps contact my doctor.
I'd like to say that I think your provider is happy to talk to you at any point, but I think it's particularly important that you talk to your provider if you are experiencing a fever that's unexplained, a cough that you haven't had before, or a new onset of shortness of breath. And so when I say shortness of breath, I'm referring to the inability to walk and talk at the same time comfortably. Again, that can be different for somebody who has a pre-existing condition like COPD, where they consistently feel shortness of breath. In that case, I would make sure that you are monitoring your oxygen intake. If you are on oxygen and all of a sudden you're requiring more oxygen to complete your daily activities, then that would be a sign for me that you would need to talk to your provider.
And recently, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, I believe, the CDC had talked about how they estimate roughly 25% of people who have COVID-19 don't show any symptoms. So this also goes back to really underscoring the importance of continuing to wear a mask, continuing to social distance, even if we're exhibiting milder no symptoms. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, we are still in the phase of a stay at home. We're moving to safer at home here in Colorado. Both of those phases are going to require you to wear a mask in public. I think that's absolutely 100% the right thing to do at this time. We can't identify all of those that are infected with COVID-19 based on the limited amount of testing that we have happening right now.
On the other end of the spectrum, I was reading yesterday in the Colorado Sun that some hospitals elsewhere in the state have shared reports of people who are not seeking medical attention in emergency situations out of fear that the hospital isn't providing those services right now or the fear of them contracting the coronavirus themselves. What's that looking like at Southwest Health System right now as far as those emergency services?
One of the most important things to know is that if you feel like you need emergency medical treatment, the ER is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is not the time to ignore symptoms of any kind. If you're having chest pain or any kind of numbness, tingling, cough, shortness of breath, those things that normally are not in your daily symptom list, then you absolutely should be seeking emergency care. I can assure you that coming in contact with COVID when you're having a heart attack or a stroke is going to be the same as coming in contact with COVID at Walmart or any of the other retail stores that you may be visiting to get your essentials. Again, it's really important to seek treatment when you're experiencing something that is uncomfortable to the point of where you're starting to feel like you need medical attention. The presence of COVID in the community should not change that.
To wrap things up today, I know it's been a few weeks since we last talked about the criteria for testing, and I know the state's guidance on that seems to change pretty frequently as well. Before we go, could we just get a quick refresher on those main points of who is prioritized for testing at this time?
So priority for testing would be, of course, anyone who's hospitalized with COVID symptoms. And the second priority for testing is obviously someone who's been directly in contact or exposed to COVID. I also want to make sure that our community knows that we are well aware that it's in the community. So if you are experiencing fever, cough, or shortness of breath to the point that it's uncomfortable, it's time to get tested in the drive up. We are available between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday at Southwest Health System, just northwest of the hospital in the EMS building. A provider can have a consult with you and provide that testing if appropriate.
Carrie White Singleton is the COO of the Southwest Medical Group. SHS hosts Facebook Lives on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4:30 and takes questions from the comments on COVID-19. And I'd like to disclose that Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. Thanks for making the time today, Carrie.
And thank you. I appreciate it.